Motor Talk with David Berthon. List and sell your car on oscar.com.au.
Driving Suzuki small Ignis SUV, in some ways in a class of its own at the bottom end of the SUV market, a funky-looking small, somewhat tall, box-like SUV with real individual character, I drove the GLX, a 1.2-litre, 62-kilowatt four-cylinder with continuously variable transmission at 20,990 drive away. The CVT automatic has a tendency to flare when you push it hard, but as a city car, able to tackle small parking spots, it's an absolute joy. Surprisingly roomy with good front seat travel, a high seating position in a small SUV with above average ground clearance, although a tilt-only steering wheel makes it rather hard to find the perfect seating position. Nevertheless, it's nippy about town and frugal on regular unleaded petrol, I manage 5.6 litres per 100. There's something captivating about this small Suzuki Ignis, an individual charm, an easy driver, and its about-town nature makes it very likeable and easy to live with. Nice colours too, the ivory, almost khaki colour of the test car gaining many positive comments. But the lack of some safety technology soon dampens the enthusiasm, especially no 5-star safety rating or autonomous emergency braking, drum brakes on the rear, and the lack of electronic driving aids, which points up the problem today with many light cars, matching good safety with an acceptable pricing point. I'm David Berthon.